French voters go to the polls 3 weeks from today to cast ballots in the first round of their presidential election. Current president Nicolas Sarkozy is fighting for his political life in a close race against a man who's never held national office and is virtually unknown outside of France. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley sends us this profile of socialist candidate François Hollande.
At the Cirque d'Hiver, a small 19th century circus ring in the center of Paris, the starring act on this March evening is François Hollande.
Il faut accepter le pluralisme. Il faut accepter la confrontation, la contradiction.
As the unassuming, bespectacled presidential candidate takes center ring, the crowd's enthusiasm seems almost out of sync with his low-key manner. Yet the man who calls himself Mr. Normal is exactly what many people are looking for after 5 years of hyperactive drama under President Nicolas Sarkozy, says political analyst André Berkoff.
Not because they are enthusiastic about Hollande, not on love or enthusiasm or his charisma or all this. It is really, if he can get rid of Sarkozy for us, that could be fine.
Attending the rally was Ben Roque, who says he works as an actor. Roque says Hollande would be a breath of fresh air after Sarkozy and all his anti-immigrant talk.
I was really ashamed about France these last 5 years with such a xenophobic president. And I think François Hollande will be much better.
Je veux servir mon pays. Je veux préparer son avenir.
A campaign film portrays Hollande as a unifier and consensus builder from small-town France. Hollande is a congressman from a rural district. His biggest job has been to serve as Socialist Party secretary. Last fall, Hollande won the nomination of his party, which hasn't held the French presidency since François Mitterrand was elected in 1981. During the last election in 2007, the socialist chose Ségolène Royal, Hollande's decades-long partner and the mother of his four children. She lost to Sarkozy, and the couple has since split up. The boring but solid Hollande might have been overlooked for a flashier candidate again this time around. Former IMF head Dominique Strauss-Kahn was considered the runaway favorite to beat Sarkozy. But Strauss-Kahn imploded in a series of sex scandals, leaving the way clear for Hollande. Franz-Olivier Gisbert, editor of weekly news magazine Le Point, describes Strauss-Kahn as decadent and says he always believed Hollande was a better candidate.
He's very brilliant, very, very smart. He knows really very well his subjects, especially on economy, and very witty. He's one of the wittiest politicians I ever met. Very fast when he talks, not when he takes decisions. He knows how to give time to time, as François Mitterrand used to say.
Mitterrand is Hollande's mentor, and the candidate evokes him often on the campaign trail. Hollande is even said to mimic Mitterrand's gestures. And like Mitterrand, Hollande engages in anti-capitalist rhetoric.
Qui est mon adversaire? Il n'a pas de nom.
He has no face and no name, but the world of big finance is my real adversary, he said recently. Hollande is calling for higher taxes on banks, big firms, and the rich to help cut the public deficit. He wants to pump money into education and job creation and says he'll renegotiate a European austerity treaty if elected. His talk has so worried Europe's financiers that Hollande recently traveled to London, where he told employees in the financial district, "You have nothing to fear." Sarkozy's camp accused Hollande of being two-faced, Margaret Thatcher in London and François Mitterrand in Paris. But observers say Hollande's anti-capitalist talk is clearly aimed at placating the far left of his party. The radical socialists came out in force at a recent Paris rally to support their candidate, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who has been gaining in the polls. Editor Gisbert says Hollande has no choice but to woo this crowd.
There is a strong left in France, and the left of the party doesn't like François Hollande. There are many fights, so he wants to talk to this electorate. He wants to be supported by his left, so that's why he gives promises that I'm not sure he's going to follow through.
Some observers say Hollande is a pragmatic realist who knows France cannot go on a spending spree. They say once Hollande is elected, he'll use his combination of smarts and consensus skills to bring about the reforms France needs, only slowly and gently. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.